somebody in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Gonna be partying up like it's
1999.
Yeah,
they started off right.
Well, oh, so it really started like.
And they kind of started it last night. It was a party last night.
Where at? Okay. Any shootings? Any scuffles?
Never have no issues.
Okay, we gonna see. What they do on Sunday, because Jones from the Music Jones podcast is supposed to be on my show. Sunday. Next Sunday. Yeah. What they got Sunday? I know last year y'all did like a breakfast, right?
Oh yeah, my uncle last day. Yeah. I don't know what we doing there.
Okay. Shout out to y'all and y'all homecoming. We don't do that in upper states, so. New York area. Ain't no homecoming.
Y'all don't got really no Facebook.
Yeah, you do.
Facebook.
What's the name of that college?
Let me know that y'all don't. You can't even think
of it. Nah, because we don't care about it. We go to Grambling. We go to the Grambling game.
Grambling is in Louisiana.
No, there's another one there. Let me look it up.
This nigga really said Grambling.
Nah, it's another one.
Grambling in Baton Rouge. No, where's Grambling? Somewhere in Louisiana. But yeah, shout out to. What you got into this week?
I didn't do too much, man. I laid low. You know, had a little get together yesterday. But
How was that?
It was cool. I didn't do too much. We ate sandwiches and talked shit.
Talk about sandwiches.
What do you mean by that?
I remember you sponsored one of our episodes back in the day before you
were going to sponsor. Yeah, I was like, yo, Blaze, I'm trying to sponsor this show. I'm trying to get y'all to say my name. He's like, just bring something. All right. Yeah. Sandwich.
Sandwiches. Walmart.
Bro. Yeah, they're big ass Walmart sandwiches.
Ready made sandwiches. Eat them up, too.
What was that, the fourth episode?
That was like the third or fourth episode.
Yeah.
Now we on 600 and. 90,
maybe 90. Damn, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. We should have been over 1,000 by
now. Yeah.
We took.
Dang, that's consistency, yeah, man. You kept it up, B?
We're at 693. And Wednesday will be 693. I'm trying to think of something to do for 700. I do like a live in person.
Live with an audience. But it got to be an audience that's almost.
I might do it like a small audience. I like.
Yeah. Well, last time was.
Yeah, but that took months of planning.
Which one? I didn't record last one, right? No, you didn't. What was it? Oh, it was the.
That was like a.
The Christmas birthday present opening. A birthday. Yeah, I did that.
I want to say it was close to. It was a number two, though.
That was 500. Like
500?
Yeah, that was 500. Because really it was like 503 or something like that. Or,
oh, you know
remember?
What?
It was a mistake.
We didn't do nothing. It got messed up. That was just a birthday.
It was like 499 or something. It was like, it was supposed to be a 500, but something happened. Right?
I know it was one with a number. Maybe it was 400 or something. We were supposed to do it live.
Yeah.
One of the co-hosts didn't come. In the internet where I was doing it at, messed up, was
Oh, word.
Yeah, I was pissed. I had made flyers and put them out and all kind of stuff. Well, not, you know, not anybody. 700, I'm going to do something. I'll thank everybody.
Yeah.
You watch anything?
Oh, man, I did watch something. What was I watching? Oh, I caught up on Magic City. Nah, I'm not going to say I caught up. I won behind on Magic City.
What? So you're on three or four?
Three.
And what was
no, that? I'm up to four, but I did three. I got all the way up to The New Owners, Tip Drill.
Oh, the video.
Yeah. You know, The New Owner when the guy went to jail. I think when I got off of it, they was really getting into Jermaine Dupri of him being like, you know, him between him. He was saying he was the first one to do it in another club, but then everybody was saying Big Meech was the first one to make it rain. Yeah. So it was like third or fourth episode. I'm probably up to the fourth. It's cool though. It's cool. I don't know what more I would want from it, but.
Yeah, I think I think it was the last episode was five.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was it. You don't need it.
Yeah. After the third one, after the second one, it's like, all right. Because I don't know if I'm looking for something more, but it's a regular documentary. They did the right thing. They had some of the basketball players interviewed. They had some of the rappers interviewed and stuff like that.
You see the Pepper Lou?
No.
You know about that situation?
Uh-uh.
So Lou Williams, he used to play for Atlanta. I forgot who he was playing at the time. During COVID, you know, basketball, they had the lockdown, they had the bubble.
They can't come out.
They couldn't come out, couldn't go places well. He got video, somebody took a picture of him there, posted it. He caught wind and it was a whole big deal.
I remember that when that happened. Yeah.
And they started calling him Lemon Pepper Lou because people saying the wings they're so good and it's a story behind that. It's a story behind the food. Story behind who took the picture. All of that kind of stuff. So,
oh, okay.
It kind of explained a little bit more and made that little situation a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But,
oh, yeah. So all right. So is that the last episode that they get into that?
It was either four or five. I tend to get into it.
Okay, so I might be right at it now.
Yeah.
All right. It's cool. Nah, I didn't watch too much else. Nah, I don't think so. Because I've been kind of busy. I'm working late and stuff like that, so. Nah.
You ain't had no setup for that?
Football games and shit. Yeah.
Going
nah, I just did varsity.
Of course, Alien there. I watched Man. You watched the movie Nobody?
Nah, it keep on popping up, man.
You never watched the first one?
That's you know what? I did see the first one. That's with the guy. He like beating people up, or is that the fighting movie?
Yeah, it's a action movie. It's like a Ride from the Black Album, Impossible White Man.
Yeah, like I think the cover got the punch. He getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
I seen the first one, but I can't remember it. Like
I
all
can't
the way.
Remember it either because I forgot that the RZA was. He plays his brother. It's like his foster brother, adopted brother.
And the new one or the old?
Both
one?
Of them. RZA was. I forgot that the RZA was. That's.
Oh, I must have shut it.
Kind of like at the end of that one too.
Oh, I must have shut it off then. Yeah. I must have didn't watch the whole
and
thing.
I think his dad was played by Doc Brown.
Back to the Future. Great Scott.
Yeah, he had a part two. More of the same Impossible White Man shot one type stuff. Killing all these people.
I don't think I'm gonna watch it.
I only watched it. Why'd you watch it? I can say I watched it.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was like, this nigga just look for something to watch for sure. Yeah.
But I mean it was a kind of big action movie that was in it.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What about, have you seen them won Weapons?
Everybody's, yeah, I ain't watching it.
Everybody's talking about that.
I watch it.
Oh, it's a monster movie?
No, it ain't a monster movie. It's like something take over the kids and make the kids. On the trailer, it's like a whole bunch of kids come outside at night
mm-hmm.
and they running down the street. A whole bunch of running in the woods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Somebody told me about it. It was like they kill people or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I might watch it then. Yeah. I might watch it. I might check it out. Niggas said spooky.
I guess we'll talk about
the big news. Shoot it to me then. Shoot me one.
He's a political guy, podcaster. He started this thing called Turning Point USA. Kind of get college politics. Charlie Kirk. That was what he was known for. But because he did that and got so many young conservative people behind him, mm-hmm. he got tight with Donald Trump.
Okay.
Wednesday. You heard that? You can hear that because you ain't got no headphones on. I'm going to tell you, man.
We going to Angry Chicken after this.
Nah, I went to Dunkin' and I got a latte. I looked on the thing and it said milk. When I got to the window, I was like, y'all got almond milk? She was like, yeah. I was like, hold on. He already made it. I was like, I'll take it. Man, I went to the studio, got the stuff. I drank it on the way there, but before I could get back, it was like alien was in my stomach.
Yes. It sound like you ain't done, nigga.
Nah, ain't done. Whatever, he ain't got to come out, you hear me?
My bad.
Yeah, he was shot by a single shot that had been at college. First, left. Friends of color.
Oh.
They started calling bomb threats to HBCUs, like 7 or 8 of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They had to shut down a whole bunch, Alabama State, Howard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was like 7 or 8 of them. Come to find out, 22-year-old white dude, straight dude, came up in a conservative family.
I wonder why.
Yeah, he ain't said why yet.
It's crazy though.
A lot of back and forth, a lot of people. I ain't saw nobody celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a lot of people F them.
Yeah.
People was like, well, I agree with them. It's like, do you really agree with them?
I saw a couple things. It was the first thing I saw was I don't know exactly how long ago before it, but they have a podium, mm-hmm. and they have people from the crowd come up and talk about whatever their views.
Yeah,
you saw that.
That was his thing too. He would debate,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote, debate people in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
That was one. That was a thing he made.
So I don't know if the guy that supposedly had took the shot. Is they showed a guy who was, coughing up blood and he'll talk to him. And
I saw that one this morning.
Yeah, you seen that?
He acted like he was coughing.
Yeah.
And then he came up, he was like, yeah, I was mentioning somebody that was up before him.
Yeah, he was talking about satanic things. That's what he was talking about. I wonder if that's the same guy that supposedly had took the shot.
No.
It's not? Oh, okay. Oh, that's just showing some of the crazy stuff that goes on with it. So you seen all the other slow down videos and zoom ins.
I saw one that was trying to say like
the signaling.
Some people was behind signaling. All that. I don't know. I don't really fall into them conspiracy theories because mm-hmm. a lot of stuff like we said last week mm-hmm. with Training Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did see a couple videos, and I seen some videos after that video. There's one, there's a guy standing right behind him. He does He starts off with rubbing his hat. Yeah, and then the other guy next to him did a, you know, an arm gesture or something like that. Well, you know the internet's going to go crazy, and they pulled up all these sniper signals that was, you know, a chart of sniper signals, and all of those signals were so-called snipers, you know, measurements and stuff like that. I don't know.
But, I mean, if you're looking for something, anything you're looking for.
Oh, yeah, you can find it. Yeah, you can find it.
Like somebody else was saying that maybe those signals could have been his security signaling each other.
That somebody's up here or something like that.
Not even that, just, you know, hat, blue shirt, you know, look over here, look over there. That could, you know what I'm saying, that type of stuff. I don't know.
I saw it, and I know it happens quick, but if I'm with it, if I'm the guy doing the signaling, I got a lot of faith in whoever's pulling that trigger because they was,
they was
right behind the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, some snipers saying his shot was trash because he didn't hit him in the head and all that. But
I was listening. He actually shot in the chest.
Yeah, you can see it.
That's a ricochet.
Oh, he was wearing a vest.
Whatever in the vest, whatever. Yeah, that's what they said. It ricocheted. That's what. I don't know.
Oh, it could be. It could be.
Yeah. But you a shooter though, so.
Yeah.
You kind of into that stuff.
Hey, I mean, but I'm a shooter. If you hit it and it died, you got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, they wanna. He should have hit him in between the eyes and
it's
all
like
that
playing
other
basketball.
Stuff.
When you shoot the shot, it go off the back. You shoot a three, it go off the backboard to go in.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you call it? Yes, I did.
Yeah,
call it.
Yeah, you're right. So, yep.
Yeah, a lot of people they were like, you know what I'm saying, some of the stuff because some of the stuff you say on the surface might seem like it's kind of factual. Really look at. Stats and stuff.
Yeah.
Like he was. Well, somebody asked him something about shooting.
He said
trying to.
Yeah.
It really. I think the point the person was making when they asked him the question really on the line. Oh. Like he tried to throw. People listening that don't know who he is, haven't heard some of the stuff he was talking about.
Absolutely, I am. In fact, it's worse. It's worse.
Were these blacks trying to go rob her? Happening all the time in urban America. Prowling blacks go around for fun to go target white people. That's a fact. Black crime is a major issue in our country. Why are you pushing criminal justice reform exactly? Joy Reid and Michelle Obama and Sheila Jackson Lee and Ketanji Brown Jackson, they're coming out and they're saying, I'm only here because of affirmative action. Yeah, we know. You do not have the brain processing power to otherwise be taken really seriously. You had to go steal a white person's slot to go be taken somewhat seriously. Now, the southern border is, of course, the great replacement. They're trying to replace us demographically. They're trying to make the country less white. It is an anti-white agenda. If I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified. Taylor Swift is now engaged to Travis Kelce. This is something that I hope will make Taylor Swift more conservative. Reject feminism. Submit to your husband, Taylor. You're not in charge.
America was at its peak when we halted immigration for 40 years and we dropped our foreign-born percentage to its lowest level ever.
Miss Rachel, you quote Leviticus 19, love your neighbor as yourself. The chapter before affirms God's big law when it comes to sexual matters. Leviticus 18 is that thou shalt lay with another man shall be stoned to death. Can we get that picture up, Ryan, of that mark?
Black people that take affirmative action. He wouldn't feel safe. Like he said something one time, like if he got on a plane, it was a black pilot, he would be nervous whether or not the pilot was affirmative action, hire a pilot or something like that.
I bet you all of that's coming out now. They're pulling out snippets of all of those speeches that he said like that, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, I don't have nothing to say about it. We could say, we might be able to say, this is our first podcaster that got assassinated.
You think
he's,
so?
He's the first.
I don't think my shit was ever on. I don't know.
Maybe we need to find out. Because
the first podcaster that was assassinated?
Yeah, he's the first.
They got killed. Hmm.
I mean, because that's the first time I'm hearing of a podcaster getting...
I mean, but...
considered a podcaster.
Not, I don't know if he was considered a podcaster per se, though. I think now he could consider like a political... like, I think he started that and then he just did a podcast.
The first thing I seen said...
it said podcaster?
Podcaster, yeah.
Like if Nori got killed, would they say rapper got killed or would they say podcaster got killed?
They might say podcaster now. I think he made a lot more money and a lot more people know him as Nori from Drink Champs than Nori from CNN, Capone and Noriega.
Interesting.
Yep, yep.
But yeah, so a lot of people, now they saying like people, some people are saying like good for him, he was evil. Mm-hmm. He said a lot of bad, like the stuff you said about Michelle Obama and stuff like that. Like, I think people missed, like affirmative action, let me see. So people of a certain age,
mm-hmm.
they see the world as it is now and don't remember like when it was a time where like if you had a certain name,
mm-hmm.
you weren't going to get the job. They would throw your... application away.
I got you.
Certain positions, you would never see black people in these positions. Mm-hmm. Affirmative action was something that had to be done to at least give qualified people the chance mm-hmm. to get in those positions or whatever. But I think you see so many black people in these positions now, you feel like it ain't needed because it's like a crutch or whatever. But now it's needed because if the mandates weren't there, I don't feel like those people would get the chance to even yeah, an interview and stuff
fair,
like that.
Yeah, a fair chance. Yeah.
But even if you do get the interview, you still got to be qualified.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you might get the interview to be the pilot or whatever. You might get to go to the pilot's class.
Mm-hmm.
But you still got to pass the pilot's class.
Yeah, to become the pilot.
Become the pilot, yeah. So yeah. I think that's a bad faith argument that he always makes. Like, and he says something about these women are... they don't have the brain capacity to make good decisions and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, that kind of stuff make me not really give a, you know what I'm saying, care that he's alive or dead.
I wonder if he's trolling with some of that stuff.
I don't
saying
know.
Saying the extreme to become, you know, he might have his own truth to it, but he might turn it up just a little bit more.
Because some of the stuff probably is turning it up a little bit more, but some of it, like, some people really do believe like that.
Yeah.
They just not as articulate as he was.
To put it out
to
there.
To put it out there yeah. and to get people to listen and follow. And that's the kind of scary part because, like, the stuff he would say about, like, black fathers and stuff mm-hmm. like that, like, black fathers not in their kids' lives, but if you look at real statistics, black fathers are in their kids' lives more than any other race. And that don't necessarily mean you in the house, but you active father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's broken homes in all races, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so all of those stuff, all those things, I feel like if you give part of the argument, you got to get a whole argument. And a lot of times he don't get a whole argument. He bases arguments on the lie. Mm-hmm. Then if it's somebody that don't have a rebuttal, it looked like he owning them. Like, black fathers aren't in the house. Yeah. 32% is this, that, and the third. He'd give all these numbers and stuff, and then you got somebody to do some research. Like, nah, this really the numbers.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So
that's funny you said broken homes.
Why?
I went outside to my truck. I see that shutter is still on the ground outside.
That's not what a... You want to put it up?
No.
You got a big ladder?
I got a ladder, but not a big one.
Bring your ladder through.
All right.
Bring your ladder and your drill.
I drop the ladder off.
Nah, you so fixated on broken homes. Charlie Kirk. but yeah, so they caught the dude. I heard a couple things about the guy. What's his name? Tyler something? Tyler Johnson.
It doesn't.
Robinson. Tyler Robinson.
22. The pictures I seen. I think he served in some war or something because I think it was one sniper picture of him. He looked like he was in the desert somewhere with that big old sniper rifle. He's been somewhere. He can shoot. I don't think he's just a good old boy. And I also seen memes that had a guy with a Trump hat pointing to the guy, like, hey, that's the mark right there.
Pointing to the
guy
that did the shooting?
The one that got shot. Did they have some kind of fallout?
What do you mean? Them two?
Trump and
the
guy that got shot.
No. That was still Trump boy, because yeah. Trump believed that because of like his work, like getting the youth,
mm-hmm.
that was one of the reasons why he won the election. Because this guy got the youth, yeah. Like he started his organization when he was young and then worked it up. And like it got so big until Trump's son saw what was going on, recognized him and wanted to meet him and then bought him to meet Trump, and that's how he got.
Yeah. I wonder how big that check was.
Oh, shoot. I don't know. I think he probably wrote his own check.
Damn donations or something mm-hmm. from Trump. Something. Mm-hmm. What you need.
Yep.
The check is blank. Write it up yourself.
Yep. Yeah, so when the shit first happened, I was like, yeah, they're gonna blame black people. They're gonna some kind of way. Whatever bad gonna happen, it gonna happen with black people, and they started calling HBCUs and all kind of shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but that's what happens in the world today. In other news, there was another shooting in Colorado. He killed two people and killed himself.
Dang.
They opened fire at his high school on Wednesday. He wounded two classmates and then turned the gun on himself. It was Evergreen High School. It happened about 12:20 on Wednesday. It says three students were taken to the hospital in critical condition following the gunfire, including the suspected shooter, who was injured by a self-inflicted wound. Yeah, not a lot of people was talking about this one.
That's Colorado?
Yeah, this happened in Colorado.
Yeah. Dang.
That's where Columbine happened at. In Colorado.
Oh, okay.
And
was that a high school in Columbine?
Columbine was the name of the high school.
Oh, okay.
The town was called Littleton or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that shooting at the Dark Knight or something like that?
Yeah.
I think it was the Dark Knight.
Yeah, it was Dark Knight.
That happened in Colorado too.
Hey. Well,
you ain't gonna say I ain't going to Colorado?
No, I ain't gonna say that. I'm just what's the ratio in Colorado?
You know what the ratio is. We can Google it.
We ain't got to.
Yeah, we know that. It's probably like 7%. Let me see.
Yeah.
It's probably like 7%.
Yeah.
You'll stick out.
And for the listeners, we're talking about male and female, right?
Oh, you're talking male. Oh, I thought you were talking about black and white.
No.
Shit. Let me see.
Colorado, is that? Where's Dave Chappelle at?
Dave lives in Ohio.
Ohio. No, is it? Okay. I thought it was somewhere else.
You questioning me?
Yeah,
the book of nothingness?
I can't.
It say about 5%. What did I say?
I don't know.
Yeah, 5%. Black people. Yeah, Dave Chappelle live in Ohio.
Word. Okay. I thought it was some Colorado or Oklahoma or something like that. It is. Oh, he stayed there at one time.
He lives in Yellow Springs, Ohio.
Yellow Springs.
A lot of shooting. I mean, it was the anniversary of 9/11 this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you remember on 9/11 from back in the day?
I was supposed to be in the World Trade Center.
All New Yorkers got a story about.
No, I've worked.
My uncle.
Hold on, I can make a phone call right now.
Who you calling?
The house.
OJ the Juice Man?
The house. And you know what the house said?
You ain't got to call nobody.
I call the house.
Who you calling? Maceo?
No.
Busta Rhymes?
No, I'm calling.
Who you calling?
I'm calling
Barack Obama?
I'm calling my wife.
It ain't going to sound good.
I worked for a company, did computer networking. Mm-hmm. One of the towers had FBI shooting range in the bottom of the in the basement. I had to go there and change a patch cord for a server on a server. I was working by myself that day, so I didn't have to, you know, rush. I was going, you know, I ain't got to take lunch, so I just run here and do this, do that. Well, either way, I woke up, taking my time, getting ready for work, going, looking at the screen. I'm like, wow, what's that? I'm looking like, what the hell is that? I said, that ain't, is that new? Is that, that can't be real. As soon as I said that, I started getting phone calls. Hey, where you at? My boss called first. Hey, you didn't leave yet, did you? Because he thought I was either going to be in the traffic going to there, because the traffic underneath there is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
He thought I was either going to be in the traffic there or already there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I'm home. He said, man, you see what's going on? Don't go nowhere. Don't move. You know, don't do nothing. Next thing you know, my wife calls. You know, she didn't even call, matter of fact, because the phone stopped working. So many people started calling each other. The phone stopped working. She pulled up at the house, and I was still getting dressed, which was crazy. But I don't know, because a lot of people, I lived on Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people on Staten Island either work World Trade Center. Look at Method Man. You met, how many stories you heard about him working at Statue of Liberty and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
So you either worked at the World Trade Center, Statue of Liberty, the ferry, you know, stuff like that. And I was luckily enough, wasn't near it. Mm. I wasn't near it. But the thing about it, like, I was able to go on the site after it was burnt down.
Why?
Because they were letting all volunteers
mm-hmm.
for cleanup, all people that had anything to do with communications.
Mm-hmm.
Like if, you know, we just rode through it just to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if, you know, we had telecommunication trucks, so they're going to let you go on through. So we went there for that just to see like, oh shit, this is nothing but a big bowl of ashes now.
Yeah.
And the smell, the burning ash smell was all the way. I moved here that December
mm-hmm.
because of that, because my company almost folded under because we had a lot of government accounts and stuff like that. So they basically was like, hey, we don't know what's going on. We're not taking any contracts right now. No, definitely not no communication stuff. We don't need nothing done. So, which was crazy because they end up doing Wi-Fi and stuff like that later on after that. But it was crazy. I was supposed to be near.
Dang.
Yep.
I just remember going on break, going to Circuit City,
mm-hmm.
to get the blueprint. And I walked in.
It was on the screens?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I was working at I was working at Assurant.
Okay.
But not the big building.
The it was one the on old, Irby. On, I mean, Second Loop.
When yeah. it was there. So I went. I knew I was going to be late, but I was like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get the CD. Because I had the CD. My homeboy had a bootleg. I had the bootleg for like a month. And I was like, this can't be the
all the songs.
All the songs. Yeah. And it was, but I didn't know. So I went, boom, got the CD. I walk in Circuit City. I'm looking, and the towers had already hit by that time, because my break was at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So the towers had already hit. I walk in, pay out, like, that movie looked whack. And I want to say the top one of them had failed by the time I walked out. It was like a video or whatever. I don't know the timeline, but by the time I got back to work, people at work was like, you heard about what happened in New York City, whatever, whatever. I was like, I just saw that on TV. I thought that was a movie.
I'm watching it, and I'm like, I remember exactly what I was doing. I was tying my boots up, looking up. Like, what is that? Looking up, you know, look down, look up. All of a sudden I stopped. I was like, oh, that's right now. That's going on. Sure enough, it was going on. The towel come down and all of that. Hey, man, you did give me the Joe and Jada face, though.
What?
When I told you I was supposed to work in that building.
The Joe and Jada face?
Yeah, you know.
What?
High Star and all them other ones. There.
Well, it's like a
When Joe Gary tell a lie, he gives him a yo yo yo.
But here's the thing. But like, it's a lot. Like, I know my ex girlfriend. She was from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I think she worked. I don't know if she worked like at one of the buildings or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she worked for like the post office.
Yeah.
and she had to go to work.
Oh, there's a big post office around.
Yeah, so yeah. She, I don't know if she got stuck on that side of it, had to walk home from there. She had to walk home and like her people was worried about it. Like cell phones was out back then, but like it wasn't like it is now. Mm-hmm. So she was like, her people couldn't like get in touch with her or whatever, whatever.
No,
like,
I don't know if they cut communications on towers because they didn't know what was going on, but like you couldn't use a phone no more. Like phones, like, you know, if you go to big events.
Back in the day, it was
like, you know, the tower would be jammed up.
Yeah.
So that was what was going on there. No phones were working. I kind of think phones wasn't working for like a day or so, 2 days or so.
Yeah, she said she couldn't, because I think she said she would catch the train to work. Mm-hmm. Like they shut down the train and all that. So she had to walk from like, was that in Manhattan or wherever?
Manhattan.
She had to walk from Manhattan to Brooklyn.
It's not bad. It's a walk though. It's a big, long bridge. For one, the Brooklyn Bridge is long.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, she probably had to walk over there to catch the train.
She said it took her some hours.
Yeah?
Yeah, she said it took her some hours to get home
because everybody was doing
everything was going on, yeah.
Everything was shut down. Like, it was bad.
But, like, the look is like, it's a jokey look because if you know somebody from New York back then, I'm trying to think of something that happened down here that people in the South would just put themselves in. It ain't nothing that big.
Yeah, but, I ain't put myself in that.
Yeah, but yeah. come on.
Nah, it wasn't. It was a touchy situation at the time. You know, so many years and went by, you're almost like, dang, man, been there. Or even if I was caught in the traffic underneath, because a lot of that debris and stuff like that came down.
But I mean, by the time it fell, like the people that was a lot of the deaths, the people in the building or the people up underneath.
I don't know about the underneath. But there's a lot of people dying now because of that.
The dust.
That dust.
Yeah.
You know that famous picture with that lady that's walking, black ladies.
With all the stuff on
all of it? She's dead. Like,
that, oh, from that?
They just did an anniversary for her death.
I know a lot of firefighters that got out, they had like that. It was, it's a certain kind of cancer or whatever they had got.
It's bad. It's, and I thought about it later on. I was like, dad, maybe I shouldn't have went on that site, you know, because.
You'd be coughing?
Nah, I mean, I'm good.
I'm just messing.
I think. But either way, there was a lot of robberies going on.
Like
you know, it's Union City there. Uh-huh. If you know Union, it's, you know, a lot of times it's controlled by a mob and stuff like that.
Mm.
So, you know, there's people going there stealing dump trucks and.
Oh, that type of stealing.
Yeah, there's a jewelry store at the bottom of the world, one of the World's Trade Center, I think Tower 2.
Uh-huh.
There's jewelry stores down there and stuff like that, man. It was robbing the jewelry stores and just getting to, like...
Before it fell.
No, after.
Oh, so they was getting to the...
Like, during cleanup. The volunteer times. It was times they said, you know, on bodies, you know, they would see a watch or something like that, and they were taking them, man.
I remember seeing, like, clips and stuff, and you would see, like, people like jumping out the windows and all kind of stuff like that. That type of stuff.
I think I thought if I was in that building, would I have jumped? But nah, I think I would have took it all the way down. Because who knows? Like, yo, they got a plane coming around the corner. We can get on the plane now. Okay. If I would have jumped, it would have been over. I got to wait for that last second before
but
I
what
die.
If it's like a fire right here?
I got to be burning.
And it's all flare.
I got to be burning. If fire got to be on me to like say, all right,
jump out,
let's go.
Ain't no hope.
Maybe
that was it with the people.
Maybe the flap and cool me off. And but it was crazy. It was like I came. That was September 11th. I moved here December of that year.
Yeah.
So moving here December of that year, all the way to December. There was people still walking around with masks. Mm-hmm. See, this is all new. Mm-hmm. People, well, now it's not new, people walking around with masks. But then people was walking around with masks, and you still smell that smell all the way to December.
Like, what, you mean like just in the air?
In the air, man. And I'm in Staten Island across the water from it.
That's crazy.
Like, you could see the Twin Towers from my house.
Well, you could see see the, like, the billowing smoke?
You can see the smoke, yeah.
Like from your house?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, big smoke. And the smoke stayed there for months. Like, that stuff was still like burning and ash was still, you know, you still smell it. That smell you won't get, you got, you're pulling it up. That smell you won't get out of your mind. It's like a ash smell with death. Like, it's crazy.
Kind of like outside my house right now.
Yeah, it do smell like death out there.
I don't know, somebody must have hit a deer or something on the train chase or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, what the shit ain't playing?
It is. Yeah, playing. I used to think about 9/11.
I'm sure nobody jumping.
They are. All the see that little stuff flying around? That's people jumping.
Papers and shit.
Yeah, it's crazy though. I used to think about 9/11 every year it come because it's like, man, I
could have been at work.
I could have been there. I could have, like, it really. But there's so many, after that, a couple other cases of couldas happened to me. So
give me one.
That big car accident I was in.
Well, you was in the car accident, though.
Yeah, that was a big coulda. The other car didn't, nobody
survived.
Nobody survived.
But I mean, like,
those are couldas to me.
Give me a coulda where, ah, shit, I left my phone, go back in the house.
Oh, and then the house.
Then something happened where you would have been.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't count
like
those.
That.
I can't count those.
I mean, I got a coulda, or shoulda, but I don't have like a. Something happened that I was in it,
yeah,
and I didn't, you know.
Oh yeah, that's
perish like that. I mean, I did one time leaving you might have been down. I don't know if you was down here then. It was a club called Millennium.
Nah, not yet.
And we had went outside, and they started shooting outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just walking. I didn't panic or nothing. I was just cool, so I just kept walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, we got in the car, and I thought about it. I was like, oh shit, I heard a bullet whiz by my ear.
Yeah, man. I've heard that too.
Like,
I heard.
But I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't ducked down or ran or nothing, but.
I've heard bullets like that. Hitting the wall behind me.
Behind you.
Like, tink, that, you know, down at Diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
There was the whole all metal building. Yeah. You hear it. Pew, 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 pew. There's plenty of times I heard that too, though. But,
yeah.
You know.
But I ain't had no, like, it's stories like yours, like, it was somebody that like missed their flight. They woke up, they alarm didn't go off and they missed their flight.
Final destination stuff.
It was one where one guy, he stopped to get like coffee or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it made him 5 minutes later than he would be.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
see, I don't really look into those too much because there's a whole lot of couldas.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh man. Because there's some people that live by that. Like, man, if I ain't come pick you up, I wouldn't have caught a flat.
Oh, I had something.
You know, stuff like that.
I had something like that. Like, it was one where my homeboy, he had a flat tire. So mm-hmm. he was getting his tire changed. They told him it was going to be a long time. Mm-hmm. So he called me. And he was like, man, come. He's like, can you pick me up? Whatever. I was like, yeah, I'll come get you.
Yeah.
But I was cooking. So it took me like an extra 15 minutes. I would have just left because I really wasn't doing nothing else.
Yeah.
But it took me an extra 15 minutes on the way. Some people were in front of me, just the traffic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I had to slow down for them. Some people ran in the back of me. But if I would have left right then, yeah. they wouldn't have been there to hit me in the back. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
See, I never thought of stuff like that. I never like really dissect stuff like that.
Yeah. But definitely like, if you always get to work at like 8:25
mm-hmm.
and something happened to make it the way you were going to be to work at 8:45,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
that's definitely a coulda or woulda.
Yeah.
Because it take you out of your routine. Like, it's a guy, all he does is, well, I ain't say all he does, but he set up a camera over like some years
mm-hmm.
on like one corner in New York.
Yeah.
And it was filming the same people coming by basically at the same time.
Yeah.
With the same looks on their faces. On their way to work, like the same posture type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But if something happened to them people, he probably would notice it because they wouldn't come through during that time or whatever. Like, people do stuff, especially if you got like a regular 9-to-5. You go to work at the same time. You try to leave the house at a certain time and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But
and I used to do that because being in, if I wasn't driving, you know, working in New York, I would catch two buses to the office. So I see everybody, you know, you see the same people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, damn, this guy ain't here. I must have missed the bus already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of read all of that
stuff. Or he don't show up at the bus. You be like, oh, that dude must be sick.
Yeah,
on vacation
or
something.
Yeah, be like, oh,
Yep.
Man, it must not be no school. Ain't no kids on the bus today.
Yeah, you know? That'd be the one. You that know. One you know.
Yeah, yeah.
When no kids don't show up. Traffic on, light today. Ain't no school today. Yeah. Especially right here.
This shit on time today.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Your 9/11 memories, 24 years late. I wonder what they're going to do.
I want to hear some cuddas. Almost. I want to hear some
Yeah, I want to hear some cuddas, too.
Yeah, I want to hear some cuddas. Like, some, yo, yeah. It could have got. Yeah.
I was supposed to be on that flight. I was supposed to be on that boat. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to be at that concert. I had another club one.
Mm-hmm. Last club altercation I was at.
Mm-hmm.
It was a scuffle, and I went over there to grab the guy. Before I grabbed the guy got shot. So I turned. I didn't pull any firearms or nothing because I didn't want to get shot. I didn't know where they were coming from.
Yeah.
So I went over in the corner and laid low for a little bit and then came back out. But
so right before you grabbed him?
Right before it. As soon as I heard it pop, I turned. Couldn't see. It was so many people scattered, I didn't know where it was. And I didn't know he was the one that got shot. Until after it's all cleared out. I didn't see him get shot or nothing.
Did you grab him?
Nah, I didn't.
You ain't never got hands on him.
I had like, I was like distance from this far to you far.
Yeah.
You far. Yeah. This far to you far. I'm gonna copyright that one.
That might be that might be the name of the show.
Yeah, Cat Black, he was there too. I think he did get hold of him, but he might have got hold of him right before he got shot.
That's crazy. That's scary.
Yeah, all that. That was my last club situation.
He was like, yeah, I'm out.
I was like, I'm out, man. These people ain't got nothing.
Family. Yeah.
There's so many people in the club industry or at the clubs that don't have nothing to live
nothing
for.
Nothing to live. Yep.
It's just like a daggone. If you had a white speck of salt and you poured all black pepper over it or all black something over it, that black is going to cover that white no matter what. Mm-hmm. If you clean and cool and there's too much going on around you. Mm-hmm. I just left it alone.
Mm-hmm.
That was my last club incident.
Yeah.
Another shooting.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got going on before we get into our... I don't think it really was nothing else too.
Yeah. Also tune in this Wednesday for... what was it? Top 5... things to binge watch, or top 5 things we have binge watched, or we always, our favorite binge watch?
Binge-worthy shows.
Binge-worthy shows, boom.
Did you know there was a strike in Qatar?
No, not Qatar. Yeah,
Israel struck Qatar.
Qatar.
I want to say that was Tuesday, but you know what I'm saying, one of our listeners live over there.
What's some of the stuff that comes from over there?
Huh?
What's some of the stuff?
That come from over there?
Yeah.
Mainly oil.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why they're rich. Yeah. But yeah, they were trying to strike some Hamas leaders. Now, Hamas, they the group that they say back in the end of 2023, October 6th, 2023, when they had that attack on Israel,
mm-hmm.
they say that the group responsible or whatever, so they were trying to get them. But Qatar basically like middlemen, like they like, new negotiations for both sides, they kind of like neutral. They ain't with one or the other. And they struck over there, so I had to call the homie, make sure the homie, well, I text the homie, make sure the homie was all right.
Yeah.
He said he was good, but, you know, I know a couple other people over there, had to check on them too, but, yeah. Supposed to be a U.S. ally, but they struck over there, so.
So they're not putting the word out who it is yet, or they don't
who struck?
Know? Yeah, or they don't
Israel.
Know. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Israel. Wow. Yeah, it was them. Yep. But yeah, that was the other big thing that nobody's talking about because everybody's talking about Charlie Kirk.
Yep.
Nobody talking about the school shooting, and nobody's talking about the that strike. But people stopped talking about that Israel stuff a little while ago. You hear nothing about that. All you hear now is about Young Thug talking about Whoop de Doo.
Yeah, I didn't get that Whoop de Doo until I had to turn your mic down.
Why? Because my stomach.
Because your stomach's
still. They might not have picked it up. I'm telling you, man, I'm milk, bro. I ain't had real milk in some years. I had like cheese and stuff like that. I can mess with that, but that real milk, I can't mess with it, bro. I get the almond milk.
A few minutes is going to be like, all right, thank y'all for coming out. God bless. Good night.
Yep. That's it. Yep. Yep. I might cut my IL and be like, ugh.
Go ahead, take over.
Take over, yeah. And I skedaddle. But before we get out of here.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today. Okay.
And that sign means it's our scammer of the week. And this scammer of the week takes us to, well, I don't know where it takes us, but it's this lady. Her name is Elaine Esco. She's wanted for her alleged involvement in a conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering in connection with the scheme to fraudulently obtain over $34 million in federal COVID-19 relief funds. She's one of several people who allegedly submitted more than 90 fraudulent applications for funds from a number of programs, including the Paycheck Protection Program, or the PPP, between May 2020 and November 2021. Once the money was dispersed, Esco and the others involved allegedly directed payments to each other and the businesses they controlled, withdrew large sums in cash, and used blank signed checks to conceal the origin and nature of the proceeds. A warrant was issued for her on May 22nd. She was notified of a court appearance on June 5th, but she failed to appear. She was last seen in June 3rd in Palm Beach County, Florida. She also used the alias Annie Palmer, and she's a Jamaican national that has ties to the county as well as Southern Florida.
What? I thought, yep. I just knew it was a Puerto Rican or Dominican person.
Nah, they got it. They don't got it. She free. $34 million.
Heck, man.
A lot of people was getting money in that PPP money.
Yeah, I know a couple in the area.
I think we did one a couple weeks ago. They was doing the pool, too. The unemployment jump.
Man, I wonder if I ever came across a scheme like this or something, can I pray to God that I don't get greedy to do it?
Yeah, you pray to God
that
you don't get greedy enough to do it.
To keep on doing it.
Oh, if you do it?
Yeah.
If you stop.
Because that's how the people get caught. They keep on doing
it. That reminds me of a line. Jay-Z got a line for everything, but he got a line in one of his songs where he talk about basically, like, you know what I'm saying? He said before, he basically told God that he was going to stop dealing drugs, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, after he make this one lick, but basically give him one more try.
Yeah, what was that? Can't Get Back?
Nah, it was
something like that? Black Album?
No, it was on American Gangster.
Yeah.
Fallen.
Yeah, Fallen. That's what, I don't know why I call it Can't Get Back.
But he said that in the song, though. Yeah, he said that in the song.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on, man.
But I might be on my Jay-Z, too.
You are.
I don't like Jay-Z like that. I mean, he cool.
Yeah. You sure you're from New York?
Yeah, everybody say that.
Yeah. You got a New York story, so you got to be from New York.
I ain't got no New
Forget
York.
Forget about it.
What New York story I got?
World Trade Center.
Every day.
Everybody got World Trade Center.
It's everyday stuff, B.
Yeah, but yeah, check us out Wednesday. I guess it'll be episode 694.
Oh, you know the number? Okay.
I mean, just because we posted 6. Oh, it might be 690. This might be 695. That might be 696. I don't know. I have to look when I upload it. We almost at 600.
Word.
But check us out Wednesday. But we'll talk about our most binge-worthy shows.
Yeah.
Top 5 binge-worthy shows. In our opinion.
Yes.
DJBlazeShow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Everybody know they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Facebook, L Murphy, or you can find me at Once Upon a Time in Music Podcast.
Okay. That's another one.
Drop it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to need a sandwich.
drop your support sandwich.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_VP. You can find the show on YouTube. If you prefer to watch, a lot of people watching now, so we're trying to keep these videos going. YouTube at DJ Blaze Show, also on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Thank y'all for listening. We'll see y'all Wednesday.
Yep.
Your boy Be Easy.
It's your boy Al.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whoever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.